Welcome back, everybody. Katie K.A., the voice of Pittsburgh and beyond. I'm Wendy Bell. Delighted, as always, to be with you from 3 to 6 every weekday. We throw in a couple Sundays here and there just to keep things interesting. You know, I want to get right to our guest. Joining me live on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is somebody I think is very important for us to listen to. His name is Mike Reese. He's a state representative. He represents the 59th District, parts of Somerset, Westmoreland counties. He's also a member of the PIAA board. Sir, welcome to KDKA. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Thanks, Wendy. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
Well, thank you so much, and for all you do for small businesses and everything. I know you've been part of this fight here with our friends in Bethel Park, trying to get restaurants open again. Sir, tell me what's going on with the PIAA, and you're part of this board. There are a lot of you on the board. Where are things standing, and give us kind of the idea of where we are with kids in sports.
Yeah, so obviously the governor sent shockwaves through the sports community recently this week whenever he announced that he thought that there should be no fall activities, no sports till January 1. So obviously that was a pretty big concern to the PIAA, and they had a meeting yesterday, had discussions about how to deal with that recommendation from the governor and his secretary of health, and they decided to not take any action yesterday. And they reconvene a meeting today, and I'm happy to report that they decided to issue a letter to the governor and the secretary of health, and also the Department of Education, to let them know, hey, look, we think we need to move forward at this point, and we want to work with the governor, want to work with the secretary of health, Department of Education, to return to sports safely. So they're going to meet again in 2 weeks to revisit this, but we have 2 weeks to have a pretty robust discussion in Harrisburg about how to get kids back into sports and these extracurricular activities in a safe way.
Amen. You know, the thing, the rub here, and you know this, being part of the General Assembly, is that this governor has not worked with the General Assembly since this whole COVID pandemic started. So what's the expectation here from the PIAA? Is he really going to actually do something and collaborate?
Yeah. You know, I hope so. So my role is I serve on the PIAA Oversight Committee. There's actually three House members on it and three Senate members. There's two from the majority party and one from the minority party. So it's actually a bipartisan group of lawmakers in both chambers that sit on this Oversight Committee. And, you know, look, I've decided today to introduce a piece of legislation in the House that would say, look, for the last 2-3 months, you have tasked our local school districts, our local school board members, our superintendents, the administrators, the teachers, the coaches, to bring kids back to their individual school district in a safe way. We left it up to them. Our approach and what I'm introducing today is that we would do the same with sports. Look, every school district's different. It's a big commonwealth. It's a very diverse commonwealth. Mm-hmm. We understand what might be working in Philly might not work in Pittsburgh. That's right. No problem. But, you know, the governor shouldn't be taking the one-size-fits-all approach. He shouldn't be saying to everybody in the commonwealth, hey, guess what? No fall sports. No soccer, no football, no golf, really.
What's golf all about? Like, help me out with this. I mean, I golf, I'm out in the woods usually all by myself hunting and packing, right?
Me too. And that's just it. I mean, I think it's very unfortunate that the governor is attempting to shut down all of those activities. Again, you know, look, I think we can have sports this fall. I think we can have football, field hockey, soccer. We can do it all. We need people. Frankly, we need our band members to be participating in these games. We need our cheerleaders. I mean, this is a big thing for our communities. So look, I don't think a one size fits all approach is appropriate. So we're introducing a piece of language that would basically say we're going to empower our school districts. Here, look, you folks are the experts. Figure out how to do this and do it safely.
Right. We need to get normalcy back, sir. You're a father of what, three?
Yes, ma'am. So, yeah, I have three, Addison, Michael, and Claire.
Right.
Addison, and you know, Wendy, interesting point. My oldest daughter, Addison, she's a softball player. And we've been playing softball all summer. My son, Michael, is a baseball player. We've been playing baseball all summer.
Hello.
And guess what? We're adults. And
it works.
You know, it works. That's right. And look, we went to these tournaments. We went to these games. You know, I wasn't necessarily going up, shaking hands, and doing all those things. We kept our distance. We were adults. I think the governor has to remember.
We can live our lives.
Yes, treat people like adults.
Come on.
Let them make their own decisions.
And by the way, kids know how to behave, too. We got to give them a little bit of credit here. Look, this is a big year for our seniors. You know, this is very important that this gets done. And some people are saying, well, safety over sports. And I'm like, but wait a minute. Why does it have to be an either or? Why does this have to be a binary world? We've lived doing all things at all times. Do you believe that this is going to end well, or do you believe that this, I don't know. What do you think?
I'm optimistic. Look, I think moms and dads across the Commonwealth are saying, whoa, wait a minute.
Right.
Wait a minute. You know, hold on. You're taking away opportunities that every generation before us has had. Why should we not put our children first? That's almost unthinkable to many in this Commonwealth. So I'm optimistic. And look, I got to say this. Let's put it in perspective. You know, if you can go and shop at Walmart, if you can go and shop at Lowe's and all those things, and obviously you can. I know I have been, and do so safely.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? These kids need to go back. And listen, there is a significant toll on these children.
Amen.
When they don't get to act like children, when they don't get to interact with other children. Depression, drug abuse, alcohol abuse.
Suicide.
Suicide rates are going up. This is dangerous for our young children. And it's dangerous because they're not getting to be kids. So I think we need to get kids back to school. We need to do so safely. And frankly, I think that they need to be involved in their extracurricular activities. I don't care if it's golf, band, cheerleading, softball,
Grade.
Basketball, baseball.
Right.
They need to be back at it.
State Representative Mike Reese on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. You know, I do this every single day, Mike. I pull up the numbers. In Allegheny County, I pull them up in the state. Zero deaths under the age of 25, sir. Zero. And we know for a fact that kids manage this very well. So I just think the whole safety, guys, has outlived its welcome. And do you have a timetable on when you want this the governor to respond to your letter here from the from the PIAA?
No, look, let me be blunt. I'm not sure the governor's going to respond to our letter. You know, I just don't think he will. We've obviously tried to communicate with him in the past on some of these issues, and
he's AWOL.
We haven't been successful, that's for sure. But I will tell you this, and here's the important thing. And look, we have a great leadership team in Harrisburg with Brian Cutler as speaker and, of course, Kerry Benninghoff as our leader. And look, I'm confident we're going to run this bill, and I'm very confident that the Senate will take a serious look at it. And look, we put it on the governor's desk, and if he vetoes it, which I think it's likely he'll veto it, then we bring it up for a veto override. We need two-thirds in the House and two-thirds in the Senate. And frankly, I think everybody should put their marker down on this issue because it's for our kids and it's important.
Yeah, this is where the metal, you know, where it hits the rubber hits the road here, sir, because you've got Democrats and Republicans, all of whom are parents. And now we're looking at children, the great equalizer here, and your politics don't matter when you deal with your kids.
That's it. And look, Wendy, when you think about the benefits of sports and extracurricular activities,
Truth.
I mean, there are so many studies that point to the fact that it leads to increased success in the classroom, higher GPA standards, higher standardized tests, better attendance, lower
Yes.
dropout rates.
Yes.
I mean, and look, and ultimately a better chance to go on to higher education.
Yes, sir.
They learn leadership skills. They learn how to work as a team. They learn how to work with people that are different than them.
Stop making sense. Stop
like,
it.
Like, I to me, this is an absolute no-brainer.
On your side. Totally on your side, sir. Mike Reese, state representative serving the Pennsylvania's 59th district. What an honor to talk to you. Thank you for your time. Keep up the fight and keep me posted, sir.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on, Wendy.
Take care.